Welcome to the Believe in the Challenge podcast. I'm your host, Katie Walski, and this podcast is all about the challenge universe. We are doing recaps of episodes, talking about all the drama and breaking news inside and outside the show, plus some interviews with your favorite cast members. Be sure to like and subscribe to the podcast to get your fill on all things MTV's The Challenge. Today, we're going to be talking about a Double Agents reunion part one, and then we see how well the All-Stars are doing in a mini final that they have to compete this week. Plus, TJ drops a huge bomb that has the entire house very scared. This is an exciting week, so I'm going to start covering both shows, Double Agents, Until It Ends, and then All-Stars, because I recently just got access to Paramount Plus. I know, don't hate me. I know I'm a little behind, but I caught up. And we're going to continue with it throughout the rest of the season until hopefully we have the Challenge 37 season. Today, we're talking about the Double Agents reunion part one first. And I just want to talk about this first because just chronological order. Now, CT, this is his fourth challenge win. Insane. Also, can we talk about how good CT looks? I know that we said Zaddy before, but it's even more now. Like, my crush for CT just went up so high. I don't even know what to say at this point because I'm like taken back by how well he looks and how good he looks. Get it, CT? Get it. Would love to do an interview with you, CT, and let's talk about everything that's going on in your life because you brought up how things were a little rocky on the family front because of the pandemic, which I think is so true for everybody. You know, everybody was going a little stir crazy. Even me living alone, I was like going stir crazy by just being in the house all day long. So I can definitely see how I can put on weight because I definitely put on a couple pounds that now I gotta lose before summer comes because it's gonna be hot girl summer and this summer is gonna be not like last summer and we're all gonna have a great fun summer. But back to the challenge. So CT won, did amazing. Amber B won her rookie season. Love to see it. I feel bad because I was kind of iffy about her in the beginning. Wasn't that big of a fan of hers, but I feel like after more of the other rookies left and it was just kind of Amber B, that's when I started to like her more. I think she was just more herself. And then that's when I started to like gravitate towards her and I was like, no, okay, like Amber B is a really real down to earth, is here to compete, like for her family, for herself. I mean, aren't they all? But, you know, I just felt like we got like a better look into her life and her why on being there and her strength and her never give up attitude. And I don't know, now I'm like an Amber B stan. So girlfriend, can't wait for you to come back. Hopefully you do come back because you had one hell of a rookie season. Nani said she hadn't seen a final since she was 24 years old. Oh boy. I'm so proud of her for making it to that final, her and Leroy, and running it. I just am so happy that they got to run it and she got to make it to a final, even though they came in last place, didn't win any money, but still the accomplishment of finishing a final, I bet, felt amazing. And even CT said at the reunion that this was the hardest and most intense final and challenge season that he's ever been on so far. And last season I thought was pretty crazy in the bunker. The fact that he said this, and also he did make it all the way this time, so he definitely was challenged a lot more this season than I feel like last season. Now I want to move on to kind of more of the Big Brother alliance. We see Devin obviously brings up how he hates Big Brother and their alliance, and I think it's just because he wasn't asked to be a part of it, so now he like obviously is against them. But it was interesting to know that him and Josh went on a vacation together. I thought that was super interesting. I would love to hear more about what they did and what they talked about. Josh seemed very okay with Devin and just said that he's actually really great outside of the house, which a lot of challengers have said. You know, they've said how outside the house, Devin's super cool, super relaxed, just a lot of fun to be around. And I see that. I mean, he's fun inside the house as well. He's cracking jokes and yeah, he's pushing buttons, but that's just because kind of what he does, and his personality on the show is that. So yeah, he probably plays it up for the cameras and he has fun with it because he knows at the end of the day he can try and be friends with everyone outside the show, and if they really don't want to, then I doubt he really cares. Devin seems very secure in himself and who he is and how he plays his game. So I don't know. I really liked that they were hanging out and that they've kind of squashed the beef. Hopefully we'll see them all back next season, and I'm excited to see if there will still be a huge rivalry or if maybe they'll start working together, you know? So that's something I kind of want to keep an eye out for next season. Then I want to move on to Fessy. Now, Fessy, messy Fessy. Like, I just can't say it enough. I've been saying it all season long. Fessy is just kind of rubbing me the wrong way, as I feel like he rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. He kind of thinks he's amazing. He's not that amazing. I would say, yeah, he's a good competitor because he's strong and he's built. And, you know, he's probably one of the biggest guys on the show. He's bigger than CT. Like, I just think that a lot of that goes to his head because he's so big that he's like, yeah, I can take anybody in a physical challenge. Well, it's like, yeah, like, you're huge. I mean, tell us something we don't know. He's never outwitted anybody on a puzzle, or clearly he can't eat. The man won't eat. Just feel like it takes more than having an alliance and being physically strong to win this final. It also is a lot with mental, and I just don't think Fessy is there yet with his mental capabilities of finishing. I mean, the whole thing with him and Casey in the eating part in the final, he still blames it on, well, Casey was never going to finish anyway. Okay, but that's not the point. The point is you keep going until you can't go. You don't know. It was a bunch of canoeing after that. She could have. I don't know. I just think that it was slightly ridiculous and they could have tried to make ground. And I'm just, again, I'll say it again, but I'm just super disappointed in his performance in the final. Let's continue with Fessy with his ladies. So Fessy and Tori ended up saying that they went on vacation after the show ended. They went to Turks and Caicos, and I'm just like, what? I know that Tori and Jordan obviously broke up because we broke that news months ago, way back in the fall, that they broke up after she came back from filming. It is interesting that Fessy did slide in there, and Corey said it on the show, hey, obviously they're probably gonna break up. Like, he knew that they weren't doing well, and then you can have your chance to slide in and see if there's something, and you guys can run off to Mexico. And obviously Turks and Caicos isn't Mexico, but it is dang kind of close to what Corey was talking about. So that's really funny to me that that all kind of came to fruition. But they say they're just friends, and I believe that. Honestly, I don't think Fessy is the type of person for Tori. I think Tori is super emotional, but yet strong. I think she's like deep in her feelings, and I get that from her Instagram because she's very open and she talks about a lot of different things, especially like mental health and body image and all that stuff that I find really interesting that I actually love that she talks about. Don't really see them as being a match. Interesting though that Anissa said that she got an invitation into a shower with Fessy during the show, I presume, but I don't know. So that's kind of interesting. And I also don't want Anissa to be with Fessy because he wronged her so many times this season that it's just not worth it. Anissa, don't do it. Stay away from messy Fessy. Then we got one more lady that kind of fell under the love trap of Fessy, Gabby, my girl Gabby. I love her. I think she's the cutest. I loved her on, I'll say it again, Love Island. But I truly do really like her. So I felt so sad when, you know, Fessy was just talking about basically making out with her and doing it just because there's no other girls in the house that he's talking to after Tori went home. He was like, well, I guess Gabby's the next hottest girl here, so I'll just try and get her. The whole situation did not make me like Fessy anymore. Then I already wasn't liking him. As soon as the show ended, clearly they said they never talked. And then now Gabby has a cute boyfriend. And Fessy kind of was like hating at him at the reunion. I thought, what do you care, Fessy? Why do you care? She's happy. She's in a relationship. He's cute. Leave her alone. This isn't the Fessy show. And that's what I felt like this entire reunion was. I felt every 5 minutes something about Fessy ended up coming out of someone's mouth, and it's like the Fessy show. I don't know, for me, I'm a little over it. I was talking to one of my friends, texting them, and they brought up a good point where I think they're just trying to find a Johnny Bananas, like a new young Johnny Bananas type of situation where they're kind of like the star of the show and they kill it and a ladies man or like good at manipulating or I don't know. You just kind of like they're trying to maybe find someone who's young who can kind of take over that type of reputation that he had. But I'm just not feeling it with Fessy. I feel like he's not the one for that situation. So I don't know. I'm kind of like, let's keep moving and keep bringing in new people. And we're going to get all the drama with him and Nelson and CT and Corey next week. So I'm really excited to watch next week to kind of see this all unfold, because they haven't really talked about all the betrayal and stuff that Fessy did kind of earlier in this season to get him to the final. I mean, it did work, but he definitely, I thought, lost a really good friend in Nelson. But we'll see what Nelson has to say. We'll see what Corey has to say. I feel like Corey is just going to be okay with him because he probably doesn't really want to rock the boat too much. He'll probably just say, oh, that was wrong. Not cool, dude. And they obviously probably won't be that close of friends anymore. I'm interested for all those conversations to happen next week. Now, my girl Ashley, my girl Million Dollar Mitchell. So I love her so much. First of all, her outfit, complete fire. I mean, that girl was shining from head to toe. She looked freaking amazing. I mean, where was her outfit from? I need to know. I need to get it. I just want it just to have it. It felt kind of like a Cher, Madonna-y, I don't know, like very like a pop princess-y kind of a look, like Dua Lipa. Absolutely loved it. She killed that reunion look. But I just want to talk about her getting emotional over Nelson, because he said a few times on the show that you can't trust Ashley and that she'll stab you in the back like she did Hunter when she took the $1 million from him seasons ago. And, you know, I don't think that should be a reason why you're afraid to trust her, because I feel like I've said this so many times, but Ashley is so loyal. Loyal to a fault, almost, that she sticks by her people so hard. Often, more than not, ends up getting screwed over by a lot of people, and a lot of people I know she says she calls her friends. So, for me, I always feel like Ashley is the one who gets the short end of the stick, because she's so good that people just try to get her out so fast. I mean, it's understandable why you would, because she would dominate a final just like CT does. Like, they dominate. She kills it. So I'm just excited to hopefully see her back next season. I'm glad Nelson apologized. You know, Nelson usually does when he ends up offending someone or doing something in the wrong. He will admit to it and eventually apologize. It just made me sad because she seemed to think that her and Nelson were really close. And, you know, she said, even with me when we were talking a couple weeks ago, make sure you go check out that interview with Ashley. We were talking about it. And you know, she says that she considers Nelson a really good friend and that they go out all the time and they hang out all the time outside of the show. So I bet it was kind of heartbreaking for her to see that when she was watching it all back. Like, what the hell? Thought we were closer than this. And one last thing about the reunion before we move on. Amber M. Honestly, I think this girl needs to just buck up a little bit. She keeps talking about, oh, like, you guys were mean girls. And for me, it didn't seem like that on TV from what we saw. I know there's a lot of stuff that goes on that we don't see. But from what I saw, I don't think Tori and Anissa were being mean girls. I mean, it's just kind of, you're a rookie and that's kind of how it goes. I thought a lot of the rookie girls were a little overly sensitive in this season. They were kind of babies about certain things. Oh, can't believe you're going to vote me in. Like, what do you mean? You're a rookie. You're new. Why wouldn't I vote you in? Ugh, I'm getting a little heated because if you've ever watched the challenge, like that's just kind of how it goes, my dears. Did switch it up a little bit this season, but it's go down there and go get your skull. Don't be so afraid. And the fact that maybe they call you weak, be like, okay, well, I'm going down and I'm going to take you out. Call me weak then, huh? That's kind of the attitude at least I feel like they should have and the attitude that we should be seeing. And the fact that she basically demanded another apology in person from Tori was a little ridiculous for me. I mean, Tori did it absolutely no problem, probably because she just doesn't want to have beef and she wants that over with. She's small and she's little and she's going to have to own it. And even Devin kind of said it. We know we're not going to be the strongest. Like, that's just kind of the way it is. We are small. We don't have a lot of muscle on our bodies. Like, you slightly accept it and you find other ways to excel in this show. All right, let's move on. The Challenge All-Stars. Now, this was episode 5, nothing but an OG thing. I gotta say, I'm really disappointed in Arissa. She completely quit in the elimination against Beth. She absolutely did not want to do it. And I know it was sprung on her, but still, she totally was a quitter and gave up and didn't even want to compete. Like, why was she even there? Why were you even there if you weren't going to try and compete? You know, TJ, and also, I do not like quitters or people who don't even try. So like TJ said, hope to see you never. We had a mini final challenge. It was called Connect Them All. So they had to do quite a bit of things. They had to first solve a puzzle as a team with like a math puzzle. Then they had to carry a log through the woods. And then they split up into pairs and had to solve another puzzle. And then they finally split up individually and carried one log, like one little small log stump to finish the race out. Now, Letarian won, which so exciting. I actually really like Letarian and I love his like no bullshit mantra. Also, I wanted to shout out Cyrus because he tripped earlier on in the show and he hurt his ankle and he still dominated in carrying the log up the team. And Alton could not catch his breath, which was super interesting because he's so athletic and he dominated in the elimination that I'll talk about in a couple minutes. It was like really shocking that he like couldn't catch his breath. I don't really know what was going on with him. That's a little worrisome in a final because we all know finals are mainly running and endurance. So I don't really, he needs to start running more and getting that under control. Someone that really stood out was obviously Kendall. She absolutely kills it. And even Kellyanne, slightly jealous, I think, of her wanting to be number one. And she was like, oh, Kendall beats me in everything. Like, why can't I just win one thing? Kellyanne, stop getting down on yourself. You're literally a beast. Just dig deep, girlfriend, and go get it done. Like, you're fine. I promise you. Beth and Cyrus got last. Cyrus ended up having to go into elimination, and he said he loves being the underdog and he loves winning, but he has a messed up ankle. Yet he wants to go against Alton because Alton had that huff and puff moment when they were bringing the logs up through the woods. And Cyrus was like, you basically put me behind in my game because we got there later. I don't really know. I think Cyrus, you and Beth just had a really hard time with the last puzzle. And you can't blame that on Alton because him and Jemmy got third, I think she said. Yeah. So like they did really well. You can't really blame that on you just not being good at the puzzle. There was unnecessary beef with Cyrus wanting to go against Alton. And I totally agree with Nemaya, where he said, I want to give him who he wants, but at the same time, I know that Big E would, he would dominate against Big E. And I think so. I mean, the elimination round was crazy over and under. They had to pull 4 walls across the track, break through the walls, throw the balls on top. One person had to go over the wall and the other person had to go through, and they had to do it 5 times. Yeesh. That looked hard. Cyrus was definitely struggling with his ankle. It was really hard to watch him jumping down and then getting up. And poor Beth was doing everything in her power to help him any way she could. She was like, I can't get up there, so like you have to. She was bending over trying to get him to stand on her back, trying to get him to stand on the boards, trying to get him to stand on her shoulders. I mean, that girl was trying. She definitely was giving it her all, and I know Cyrus was giving it his all. He clearly was just frustrated with his hurt ankle that he wasn't able to perform the way he probably wanted to perform. perform in that elimination. But, you know, they went out there and they performed, unlike Orisa. So I already love them for just giving it their all. I slightly did just glaze over the fact that it was a double elimination and TJ dropped that bomb on the house right there in the elimination ring. And Alton chose Anissa, which was so smart, very flattering, obviously. But Anissa is the queen of elimination. I mean, she's 11 for 11. That girl dominates the elimination. That's why she is such an OG and she is still on the seasons today, because she absolutely kills it. She has adapted and changed with the way the challenges have adapted and changed. I just love Anissa. She killed this elimination with Alton. He probably couldn't have picked a better person to bring down there and help him bring that W and stay in the game. Fortunately, we had to see Cyrus and Beth go home. I love Beth, and it was really exciting to see her back on the challenge. I just am so excited for hopefully another season of the All-Stars. I've heard that it will happen. Very excited. Hopefully she comes back. We'll see them again. And Cyrus was clearly pissed. He was very angry at the end of the interview after the elimination round. He was like, I'm coming back. I'm gonna get my revenge on all of you, on Alton. I will come back and you'll see me win. And that's the fight we love to see. TJ even said, I'm sure we'll see you guys again. That's exciting to know that they'll probably be coming back. I'm excited to see. Now that it's double elimination, I think there's only 9 episodes. So we're on this was episode 5. We only have, I think, 4 more left. So we're gonna be seeing people just go home. I think it's just gonna be a really exciting season to see some of these all-stars really compete, like Derek, Anissa, Kendall, Kellyanne, Latarian, Alton. I feel like there's a really good, strong group of people here that can definitely make it to the final and kill it. And I'm excited to kind of see who's going to be coming out on top in all of this. Thank you guys for tuning in. You know, I love chatting about the challenge. Be sure to follow the Believe in the Challenge podcast. Like, subscribe us. Be sure to follow me, your host, Kitty Walski, on Instagram at @KittyWalski_. Come talk to me about the challenge, All-Stars, the double agent season that is basically wrapping up right now, and any future things that you want to talk about with the challenge, you know, maybe for the season of 37. Totally reach out to me. I love chatting with you guys. Come back next week for a brand new episode of the Believe in the Challenge. Remember, guys, you can listen to us anywhere you listen to your podcast: Google Play, Spotify, iTunes. Check us out on all the different platforms, and I will talk to you guys next week.